It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation and welcome to the show and happy Friday, producer Steve. You're one of your favorite days of the week.
Probably the favorite.
I have always loved Friday as well. So happy Friday to each and every one of you. We've got an incredible show planned for you today. A lot going on here in Colorado, so we're going to just jump right in here and let you know what is going on. We've got a great show with Casper Stockham, who is a candidate for CD7. He'll be talking about Trump's platinum plan for the black community. Lauren Levy and Karen Levine will be updating us on what's happening. Lauren in the mortgage market, Karen in the real estate market. And I'm just going to ask them, is this election affecting them at all? We'll want to know that as well. Jason McBride will be here at the bottom of the hour. And then Alan Thomas, you know him. He's a frequent guest on the show. He's written a very, very important op-ed. He says you can't and shouldn't legislate morality. Very deep thinking on that particular piece. So we'll be talking with him in the third and fourth segment. There is a lot going on over at my website. Be sure and check that out. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. First thing, our voter's guide is on there. The ballots are going to be mailed today. And we hope that the voter's guide will be a good tool for you. Rick Turnquest and I worked together on this. We went through all 11 questions that are on the Colorado ballot, as well as we make the case for voting Republican. And then we also talk about no one should die alone. There were 17 House Democrats that voted that people could die alone. And we call them the Cruel 17. So we have named them. We have noted their opponents. We would recommend a vote for their opponents there as well. And then we do explain this Emerge candidate training program, which has been training far left Democrat women to run for office. And when they've been very successful, and we've explained what that is. And so you need to check out and see if there is an Emerge candidate running in a race, then I highly recommend somebody other than them because they are moving. They are part of that far left Democrat activist, socialist, moving towards Marxism. And so all of that information is there on our voter's guide at KimMunson.com. Tomorrow is a big day. It is the Western Conservative Summit, and you can sign up at westernconservativesummit.com. It is a free event. Typically, if there's been a cost to go to the Western Conservative Summit, it is virtual, and it will start tomorrow at 10 o'clock from 10 to 3. They will premiere their movie, America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee, and they'll have a number of other workshops, awards. They have this great under 30 speech contest. And so be sure and go to westernconservativesummit.com and sign up for that. Also this weekend, we're going to be rolling out the information for an event next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, with the I'm a Trumpster guys. It's going to be a fundraiser for them. They're taking that I'm a Trumpster minority bus tour into minority communities. It's really gutsy. What they're doing is working to change that narrative. And we need to keep those bus wheels rolling, and we need to help the guys out. And so we're planning a really fun afternoon. That'll be rolled out in my newsletter on Sunday. So be sure and sign up for my weekly newsletter there. And we'd love to have you join us for that as well. I have the great honor to work with a lot of great people, and that is producer Steve, Zach, Keith, Charlie, and Patty, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. And I have the great honor to have you amazing listeners that are working through these issues, trying to get your brain around those so that you can talk to your friends and your family and your colleagues. And I'm grateful for each and every one of you. Today, Strive for Excellence. We have, is it 24 days now, producer Steve? I think they're just going like this. I can't recall, but it's 24 or 25 days.
25 today.
25 days today till election time. Our ballots do go out today, or some of them. They'll arrive within the next week. If you do not have your ballot by next Friday, you need to contact your county clerk and recorder and check that out. Once you vote your ballot, I would recommend to not mail it. I'd recommend to put it in one of the secure ballot boxes. If you do have to mail it early, put two stamps on it, and then track your ballot and make sure that it arrives. Our quote for today is from Marcus Aurelius, and he was a Roman emperor from 161 to 180 and a Stoic philosopher. He was the last of the rulers known as the five good emperors and the last emperor of the Pax Romana, which was an age of relative peace and stability for the Roman Empire. He was born, and this cracks me, he was born in 121 and he died in 180. He was 58 years old. And this is what he said, Steve. He said, "I cannot comprehend how any man can want anything but the truth." I thought, given this election cycle and what's going on out there with the vice presidential debate and Kamala Harris just blatantly looking into the camera and not telling the truth, I thought that was very appropriate for this morning.
What was his title again?
He was a Roman emperor.
Okay, well, good. The good emperor obviously didn't have much knowledge of the human condition and our sin nature.
You think? Anyway, I thought that was...
It's noteworthy, but obviously he didn't look at humanity very much.
Well, I was thinking about the founders this morning, and what a unique group of individuals. They were flawed people striving for a very excellent ideal. And that is really, I think, the character of the American dream. But I wanted to go through just a few headlines. There's a lot going on here. And we may be talking with someone in the fourth segment, possibly, regarding, there's been some secret meetings going on, apparently, with some of the elected officials up in the Adams County area, and I'd like to get more information about that. And when I say these are not legal meetings, if you have two or more elected officials meeting about any kind of business, a government business, then the meeting has to be posted 24 hours ahead of time so that people can know about it and people need to be able to attend those meetings. Apparently, that has not been happening. And I'm a little concerned. Patty found this headline from the Denver Channel, and it says, residents in Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas counties could see their way of life upended once again if the number of coronavirus infections isn't reduced anytime soon. Now, I asked Dr. Jill about this word infections, and she said, when somebody says that they are testing positive for the coronavirus, the first question is, are they sick? The second question is, was it a viral test or a blood test? But you can see how these health departments could use the additional testing. The more testing we do, the more positive cases we're going to have. And if, in fact, they use that with people that are asymptomatic to try to shut down these counties again, particularly 25 days before Election Day, it is of great concern. So we wanted to make sure that you knew about that. A couple of other things before we get to Casper Stockham. And Steve, you had those. Let me get to, just have so much. President Trump said he will not take part in a virtual debate. I think that that's a good choice. Communist China censored, this was from the Right Scoop. Communist China censored Mike Pence, but not Kamala Harris. And it was when answering the question about China, of they killed the signal. On Mike Pence, but when it was Kamala's turn to answer on China, the signal came back. That pretty much tells you everything you need to know about who China wants to be president. And I guarantee you Vice President Mike Pence and President Trump will wear this with a badge of honor. Joe Biden continues to not answer the question about packing the court. Bill de Blasio said there will be consequences, he vows, after an Orthodox unrest. And this was, a Jewish Hasidic group, is that right? They apparently, Hasidic protesters in Brooklyn set a fire and attacked a photographer overnight on Tuesday. And de Blasio said, he said, the New York Police Department will not tolerate people doing harm to others. There will be no tolerance for setting fires. If anyone commits an act of assault, of course, there will be consequences. Have you seen the pictures of Manhattan, of Fifth Avenue? Really?
Ghost town?
Yeah. It destroyed. Can you believe it? Is there any other headline you want to make sure that we hit, Steve, before we get over here to Casper?
Well, just to back up on the Biden thing, that, you know, his response to this Supreme Court packing is that, well, I'll let you know after the election.
That's like, an answer.
Hey, Joe, that's, well, even, you know, somebody was pounding it down yesterday saying that even a non-answer is still an answer.
It is,
in a way. And that's not the way it works, Joe. We need to know what you're thinking now.
Yes, we do, because that is actually, I think, sacrilegious. I know that FDR, he actually threatened that so that he could get Social Security through. And we saw what happened with that. So let's go ahead and jump over here to Casper Stockham. He is a candidate for Congressional District 7 here in Colorado. Casper Stockham, welcome to the show.
Yes, I am here. It's good to be here.
What is the area of CD7?
So CD7 is North Jefferson County, so north of 285, Highway 285, and then most of Adams County, so Jefferson and Adams County.
Okay, interesting. Adams County, I hope that they start to pay attention to who they are electing. Particularly, yeah. I'm hearing, actually a listener reached out to me to say, to talk about this kind of secret meetings that's going on with some of these Adams County commissioners. And I think people need to, you need to make sure that you are electing people that have your best interest in mind instead of political interest. Let's talk a bit about something that I understand the Black community is very excited about, and that is Trump's plan. It's a platinum plan for the Black community. Tell us about that, Casper Stockham.
Yes. So a couple of weeks ago, I was in, I was invited to an invitation-only rollout of the Trump's, President Trump's platinum plan in Atlanta. This happened on the 25th of September. And this is like icing on the cake to what he's already been doing for the Black community for the past 4 years. A lot of people say, well, you know, this is just a way for him to get more votes. No, this is a way for him to complete his mission to help the Black community, you know, and he's been doing it for the past 4 years. So this plan is based on his pillars, which are opportunity, security, prosperity, and fairness. And he has a lot of things on this plan, and I hope even if half of them get done, you know, the Black community will be uplifted in a way it's never been helped and uplifted before. He talks about creating 500,000 new Black-owned businesses. Now, that number sounds great, but understand, during the past 4 years, over 400,000 new businesses were created. And then Corona knocked out about 300,000 of those businesses.
So was that 400,000 Black businesses?
Yes. Yes.
Really? And then coronavirus knocked 300,000 of them out. Wow. Exactly. Okay. Okay.
Exactly. So he's his plan is to get those back plus some, right? Which is awesome. He's also going to work on increasing.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay. He also is talking about increasing access to capital in the Black communities by almost $5 billion. Now, these are not tax. these are not increased taxes to do this. This is partnering with private businesses and opportunity zones and things like that to, you know, for that to happen. So this is not a way to collect taxes like.
It's not a
bailout. No, it's partnering with private businesses to build a community back that they're probably going to burn down after the election.
It's not the Trump supporters for sure. Okay.
Absolutely not the Trump supporters. Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to go back. The pillars. I missed one. Opportunity, security, fairness. What was the other one?
Prosperity.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And there's a lot that goes under each one, but, you know, we don't have the time to go through it. I recommend that people look up the Platinum Plan. It's available online. You can, you know, just type in President Trump's Platinum Plan or the Platinum Plan. You'll probably be able to pull it up. It's only 2 pages worth, but it is chock full of great things that the president is going to do, you know, to help the Black community. Now, Okay. Democrats have been promising these kind of things for 60, 70 years. And President Trump in 4 years has done more for the black community than the last four presidents combined.
Well, and he did so much before the coronavirus, and we can do that again. Casper Stockham, we've got this show so jam-packed. We maybe should do a podcast or something on this Platinum Plan. Let's talk about that offline on this. I know that you are out there working hard, and people can help you. I know that a lot of people are. How can people get information about you, and how can people help you?
Absolutely. So we have a press conference happening today at 10 a.m. rolling out the Platinum Plan here in Colorado. So Steve House, myself, Shane Bowling from CD1, and Charlie Wynn from CD2, we're all getting together to hold a press conference to roll out the Platinum Plan. They can get more information about my race by going to Casper4Colorado. It's F-O-R. Colorado.com. We have information about the Platinum Plan up there. We have information about getting involved with the campaign and, of course, donating.
Okay, fantastic. Casper Stockham, thank you so much. Keep up the good work. I'll be excited to hear about that press conference later today. And we're going to go to break then. Before we do that, though, Hooters Restaurants is one of my great partners. They're one of the reasons that we are on the airwaves, and I greatly appreciate them. They have five locations, Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. And we are having some sports. It's interesting to me. I saw last night that the NBA said next year they're not going to take on social causes. And I think it's because only about half the people are watching the NBA Finals that usually did, Steve.
You want a translation of that?
Sure.
We've hemorrhaged enough money, so we're going to straighten up and fly right.
There you go. But Hooters Restaurants is a great place to meet friends. They do have lots of TVs for all the sports there. They've got specials every day except Friday. They have other specials, but they have game day specials all days except Friday, and they have a party pack. They have just all kinds of information. Go to HootersColorado.com for more information. That's HootersColorado.com, these beautiful Colorado evenings. I'd recommend sit out on the patio, meet your friends, have a great beverage and some appetizers, and just enjoy. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group. I want to find out what's going on in the mortgage market. Stay tuned.
Metropolitan Total Property is more than landscaping. Locally owned and operated since 1987, their team is proud to be your neighbor and live in the community. Metropolitan Total Property stands behind their work, and your complete satisfaction is their top priority. Kim Munson highly recommends Metropolitan Total Property for landscaping and more. She was one of their very first clients way back in 1987. Be sure to check out MetropolitanTotalProperty.com for their complete menu of services. Again, that's MetropolitanTotalProperty.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
And welcome back to The Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. That way you get the first look at all of our upcoming guests as well as our most recent podcasts and op-eds. We do have our voter's guide there. You can actually, it's two clicks to get to it. You can download it, copy it off if you want. Rick Turnquest and I spent a lot of time on that, and we hope that it will be a good tool for you as you fill out your ballot. Additionally, the Western Conservative Summit is tomorrow. You can go to westernconservativesummit.com to sign up. It is from 10 to 3. There's going to be some great workshops. They're going to premiere their new movie, America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. So be sure and go to westernconservativesummit.com to sign up. And then this weekend in the newsletter, we will be rolling out the details for the I'm a Trumpster Minority Bus Tour fundraiser that we're going to be doing. We need to keep those bus wheels rolling, and so be sure and check that out as well. On the line with me is Lauren Levy. He is another one of my valued partners that makes it possible for us to be on the air. And Lauren Levy is a specialist in the mortgage market. He works with a lot of different lenders so that he can tailor your mortgage to you, which is really great. Lauren Levy, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Kim.
Is this election affecting the mortgage market at all?
I have not seen it at the moment. You know, what tends to happen is, unless there's specific legislation affecting the mortgage market, then it's really the stock market and bond market that affects mortgage rates. And so far, the market has been, you know, fairly stable. We've had some ups and downs, but the bond market especially has been kind of flat for a long time. So I haven't seen anything yet from the election that's affecting the market.
Okay. Are there still, we had talked a few weeks ago that some people were getting mortgages with a 2 in the at the beginning of that. Is that still the case?
Yes, it is. That is still the case. Most lenders are still lending in the 2s. That's right.
So you can buy a lot of house when your mortgage is in the 2s. I mean, that is, even though home prices may be going up, the fact that the mortgage rates are so low is very advantageous. And can you lock those in for a long time, or are they floating rates, or what does that look like, Lauren?
You can lock them in. Typically, we'll lock in for, you know, up to 60 days. You can go longer if you pay a fee that does get credited back to you at closing. But you're right, Kim. I just talked to a gentleman yesterday who is refinancing his current primary residence and looking to buy a condo or a home in the mountains, and was shocked at how much he could afford on that second home because the rates are so low. Okay. So it gave him much more buying power as he's going out this weekend to look up in the mountains.
Okay. And are those adjustable rates now, or can people lock in something in the 2s for 15 or 30 years?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. You can lock in something in the 2s for 30 or 15. Because the rates are so low, we're not doing a lot of adjustable rate loans anymore. We used to do them so people could get lower rates than fixed rates. But now that the fixed rates are so low, we don't see a lot of ARMs.
Okay. So there's still great opportunity in your markets. I would recommend that people reach out to you, Lauren, you know, you'll go through something on the phone, and then if it gets to a point where you're moving forward and there's appraisal that's needed, you'll pay for that for the Kim Munson Show listeners.
That's correct. Yep, that's a standing offer that we'll do for your listeners. And that saves typically about $625.
Okay. Well, Lauren Levy, your phone number is 303-880-8881, 303-880-8881. People can reach you, and I'd recommend that they do that. When the opportunity knocks, answer the door. So, Lauren Levy, have a great weekend.
You as well.
Thank okay. You. And Karen Levine, award-winning realtor with RE/MAX Alliance. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim.
And what is going on over in your world? Is the election affecting the housing market, do you think?
Well, that's a curious question. It does not appear that the election is affecting the housing market, and that's somewhat unusual. We usually see either more buyers jumping in or buyers, you know, pulling away based on the proximity of the election. And I am privileged to give you guys just a little bit of glimpse of the Colorado Association of Realtors data for September.
Okay.
I just got a hold of that, and it won't come out to the public till Monday.
Okay.
But the data that really struck me, was the fact that statewide single-family home inventory is down to a one-month supply. One month. That means we just don't have the product to sell people that want to buy in Colorado. And a year ago, we had 2.7 months supply of product. So our inventory is scarce, and we've been having this discussion, you know, not even for just months, but for years. In addition to that, we are still selling more houses with less product.
That's astounding.
Pretty exciting. Yeah.
That is astounding. What about new builds? There are some new communities that are coming out of the ground, yes?
Yes, there are, and I'm super excited. In the Arvada community, we've seen two new communities come online, One is a three-story townhome community off of 58th and Ward Road. And then there's a paired home community that'll be up off of Indiana and 86th. Both are being built by Meritage Homes. I just put a property under contract with David Weekly Homes in the Candelas home community. And so there is new construction out there. People need to be prepared for about an eight-month wait from dirt. But some builders have product that's coming out of the ground sooner, and we call that spec homes. They've built them based on what the demand is, so they may be able to deliver to you more free, more early.
Okay, earlier.
On an earlier timeline.
Karen Levine, you and I know this is a much broader conversation, but you and I continue to, we both value home ownership and private property rights. I know that that's something that you really, you work for that. I mean, you're on the National Board of Realtors. You're back in Washington, D.C. working on this. And I think this one-month supply thing is somewhat related to public policy. And I think that we hadn't really realized that for a long time, but we've got work to do on that because we want people to have the opportunity to be able to buy their own home.
Exactly. And we've talked now over the past couple of years the lack of condominium ownership product. And I think through public policy, many municipalities opted to build apartments over condominiums and put people in a rental situation and not afford them the opportunity to own a home. And in Colorado, we've used the excuse that we have what's called the construction defect legislation, which definitely hampered or literally stopped condominium construction for the last 10 years. But the rest of the nation doesn't have that particular type of legislation. They must have other policies that are curbing the appetite to build condominium units. I did have the opportunity to hear the mayor of Westminster last week, and he indicated that there will be condominium units being built in the new Westminster City Center, which is where the old Westminster Mall was, and those will come out of the ground in 2022. So at least we are seeing some changes in that policy and some appetite to start building that product.
Okay. Well, home ownership is just a great way for people to start to build wealth. Karen Levine, you and I have been friends for many years. I highly recommend that people reach out to you, whether or not they're buying or selling their home, or if they're going to look at a new build. It's good to have somebody sitting on their side of the table, like you, when working with the builders as well, and the builders welcome that. So, Karen Levine, your phone number?
My number is 303-877-7516, and I just want your listeners to know that I'm available to answer questions that they may have about the home buying process, and that without that information, they can't make a good decision. So please use me as a resource.
That's for sure. And again, that's an opportunity for people. And when that opportunity is out there, be sure and take that. Karen Levine, have a great weekend.
You do the same. Thanks, Kim.
Okay, Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. There is so much going on out there regarding the election. Is it affecting, or do you think it's affecting the stock market?
Yeah, I would say most likely it is, Kim. I'm not sure exactly to what degree or which way, but I mean, when you saw that Donald Trump was announced to have contracted COVID-19, the market reacted very much in a negative way on the downside, and came back very quickly as soon as it became apparent that he was going to be okay. So I think, yes, that the market is reacting to the election. I would say for the most part, it doesn't know which way to react right now because, you know, it's expected to be another squeaker, close one.
Yes, most interesting. And then we have all the Nancy Pelosi came out and she said she wants to invoke the 25th Amendment. It is going to be, it's going to be wild between now and Election Day and probably thereafter. The market has been strong and the baby boomers, many baby boomers have been investing for growth. And now that they're getting to retirement, selling their businesses, maybe they have a chunk of cash, they need to figure out probably how to get some income off of that. And you said your colleague John Avery over there at Presidential Wealth Management is really good at that.
Well, yeah, John's been doing this for an awfully long time. And, you know, once you're using your investment money to actually provide a paycheck every month and you're not just in the process of trying to build it up to get to there, it feels a whole lot different, Kim. I'll tell you, when you see a big drop in the markets and your money goes with it, you know, it's a lot scarier when you're using it to create a paycheck than it does when you're in the build-up process. Mm-hmm. So John's really good at helping folks figure out, you know, how much of your money maybe you should put in a safer place, mm-hmm. how much can still stay in growth.
Okay.
And why. And of course, then it's up to, you know, the individual person, too, and what they want and what's most important to them. But there's a lot of little details that could go into putting together a good retirement plan, and you don't want to miss them, and you don't want to be off on your numbers because, you know, Kim, a lot of time you're planning for, you know, 20, 30 years more. And if you're off a little bit at the beginning, you could be off an awful lot by the time you get to the end.
Well, that's for sure. What is John's phone number?
Best way to get a hold of John, give him a call directly, 303-749-2765. That's 303-749-2765.
Okay, and one other thing, Jason, we have a landing page together, airpresidential.com. That's A-I-R presidential.com. And it's important that people arm themselves with knowledge as we are in this election season. Ballots are going out today. When Biden and Harris say they're going to repeal the Trump tax cuts, you've done an analysis on how that could affect people. And if they repeal those, the government's going to have more of your money. And you went through, I would recommend that people check that out, Jason McBride.
You know, we must have said something right yesterday about that, Kim, because we had a whole bunch of folks that downloaded that yesterday. So I agree. It's a good way to be armed with knowledge, information. It's not hard to understand. It's just numbers that say here's what it was and here's what it is. Well, you could flip-flop it and say here's what it is and here's what it will be.
There you go. So be sure and check that out at airpresidential.com. Jason, we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Have a great show, Kim.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, I cannot wait to talk with Alan Thomas. Stay tuned.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Round, round, get around, I get around. And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Go over to Facebook and give us a like. Our voter's guide is there. You can download that. We went through, Rick Turnquest and I went through all of the different questions on the ballot, the Colorado ballot, so be sure and check that out. We'll have our information on the I'm a Trumpster Minority Bus Tour event that we will be doing a week from Saturday. That'll be in the newsletter this weekend and then on the website. And then additionally, the Western Conservative Summit is tomorrow, so go to westernconservativesummit.com to sign up. It is from 10 to 3. It is a free event. Highly recommend that as well. I am so excited to have on the line with me Alan Thomas. Normally, he is in studio, but something amazing happened yesterday. Alan Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hello, Kim. I guess we should have known as soon as we set a date earlier than my wife's due date that the baby would be born right before then. So
yesterday, a beautiful baby joined this world, and congratulations to you and your beautiful wife, Alan Thomas.
Thank you, Kim. Yeah, she was amazing, and I want to thank the great staff at Littleton Adventist too, and of course Baker's First Morning is listening to Kim Monson's show. So I think we're starting it out right.
I think we are starting it out right. Let's jump in here. You have written a very important op-ed about you shouldn't be able to legislate morality. This is an amazing question. This is a question that the founders talked about. So the op-ed, I can't remember if it's on the website now or if it's going out. I think it went out last week in the newsletter, so I think it's on the website. I'll check that. But let's jump in here. Tell us, how come you decided to take on this particular subject?
Well, it's always been a topic I've been very passionate about, both as a Christian and a studious person of the Constitution. And you know, as we watch a lot of these presidential debates, we see a lot of ideas coming from people about how to make people more moral or how to guide their lives, and a lot of ideas around that. And this kind of tackles a central question of a lot of what they're trying to tell us that we should all be doing and how to guide our lives. So it's definitely a question the Founding Fathers started out with, and it's really what our whole premise of government is based around. And the fact is, the Founding Fathers, looking at history, knowing that for a millennia we've been arguing and discussing different types of morality from Nietzsche to Aristotle, they didn't want to tackle that question. They wanted to leave that up to individuals to choose and debate and discuss for a millennia more.
And there is such danger in legislating morality, because a person may want to legislate their personal morality, but what about if somebody else's morality is different? And where I'm headed with this is, when I was on city council, and you know, I believe in free and fair markets, and we had an application for Hooters restaurants to have a location in our city. And I was on city council, and there were a number, it was primarily feminist, that did not, they said they didn't like the uniforms that the Hooters employees wore, and it was standing room only to try to not allow this Hooters restaurant to get their liquor license, which that was one of our jobs on city council, was to approve liquor licenses. And that's a whole nother subject, Alan, but that was one of our jobs. And I was astonished to see that this was not just a no-brainer approval, because this was a legitimate business. There had been a liquor license that had been issued at the location before. It was well within the zoning. And so if, you know, from a free market standpoint, if you don't like a restaurant, you don't go there. And then a restaurant competes in the free market on whether or not they will succeed or fail. Now, just I want to make just a quick note, because Hooters Restaurants is a really great partner of the Kim Monson Show. And I did not I waited till I was off city council, and also a couple of years before we had a conversation about them coming on to be a sponsor, because I don't want there to appear any quid pro quo. But they have become good friends of mine. They have employed many, many people. They are a successful business. And my comment on this, I had a friend that reached out, and she said, "Kim, I'm surprised that you are supporting this." And it was initially the first meeting, we could not even get a second for this to come to a vote by the other council members and the mayor. And I saw this was all about freedom. And what I said to my friend is if you start to have city councils determine which businesses can come in and which can't, someday they may say what church can come in and which church can't. And that was about 4 years ago. Look where we are now, Alan Thomas, with what's happening with government deciding which businesses are essential and which aren't.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, it's exactly right. It's the very root of freedom versus force, and a perfect rationalization of using force. And people don't understand. I just kind of want to shake the left and say, if you're so scared of President Trump having power, if you take it away, you won't have to be scared of him. And vice versa. I mean, you know, when President Obama was in office, a lot of people on the right were very upset at things he was doing. And then President Trump came in and largely undid a lot of those things. But it's like, he still has the power for the next swing in power to come back in and enact all of those same changes. You don't want people to have the power to make these morality decisions over your life, because when somebody who thinks differently from you is in power, you're not going to like what they're going to do with it.
So what do we do about this morality question then, Alan Thomas? Because the founders always talked about having a moral society. So how do we match that up?
Well, it's largely in part why they gave the Bill of Rights. They gave us freedom of speech for a reason. They never said it was wrong to discuss morality and to advocate for your religion. They just said, we don't need the government making those sorts of decisions. All of this is largely based on the premise that the Founding Fathers knew this system of government only works if you believe that there is a right and wrong, if you believe essentially everything except moral relativism, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't believe in absolute right and wrong, then how can you believe that there are rights, or how can you believe in unalienable rights? And we're seeing this largely in progressives today. They are saying multiculturalism, you know, some people are allowed rights if they're a more advanced person, or if you're part of this minority group, then you deserve more rights than another person. The Founding Fathers would be scratching their heads saying, no, a person is a person is a person. It doesn't matter what you believe or do or what your sexuality was. You're allowed to live your life. You have the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. All of these extra social justice points don't matter. But if you don't believe in an absolute right and wrong, then how can you accept that premise? So when they don't accept that premise, now they want to use power to start to shape people's lives. And we should be really scared about buying into that premise and accepting that premise when we're talking about these issues and things with friends, coworkers, and family, and while we're watching presidential and vice presidential debates as well.
With this, Alan, when we look at candidates, a litmus test, are they going to have more limited government, which means more freedom, more liberty for the individual? And our friend Ben Martin says that liberty is the responsible exercise of freedom. So are they standing for everyday people to have more liberty and limited government, or are they advocating, hey, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you? And when Rick Turnquist and I took a look at different candidates, we had candidates that reached out and said, you know, we'd really appreciate your endorsement. We typically don't endorse candidates just because, but in this particular voter's guide, we made the case for voting for Republican, because Republicans we want to move them more to conservatives, meaning conserving these ideas of the founding that all men are created equal, and that each individual has these rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness given by God. Or the clear choice right now is the Democrat Party is being pushed so far to the left, and we see destruction and division. So we make the case for voting Republican and then stay engaged with these people once they're elected and push them towards freedom. Your quick comment on that, Alan, before we go to break, and we're going to keep you through the break here.
Again, you're right on. It's part of the whole problem. I've seen people say President Trump is so Christian that you can't not vote for him. And then some people say, well, President Trump can't be Christian based on his past life experiences. And I'm sitting here saying, well, President Trump is going to give me a more free life than a President Biden ticket would. So to me, it's not about Christianity. Again, it's not about your morality or your religion. It's about who's going to protect your right to practice religion. And to me, it's pretty cut and dry on Republicans are definitely more on the side of advocating for you to live your life. And I would heartily join you in voting down ticket for that as well.
Okay, we're going to go to break. We're talking with Alan Thomas. Congratulations on being a new father to you and your beautiful wife. Before we do that, though, Castlegate Knife and Tool is another one of my great partners, which is what brings this show to you every day, every weekday. And Castlegate Knife and Tool is located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. I love Sedalia. I love going down there. And they have it's a really unique store. They have knives from the best blade makers throughout the world. And if you're a collector, you're in luck. If you're in the military, you're in luck. If you are a sportsman, you're in luck. So be sure and check out Castlegate Knife and Tool. We're going to go to break. Alan Thomas is on the line, and his op-ed will be rolled out in this week's newsletter. Be sure and go to Kim Munson, MONSON.com to sign up. It'll be rolled out this weekend, and then it'll be on the website. Stay tuned.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lorne Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lorne Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lorne Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lorne Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter there. Would highly recommend you do that because Alan Thomas's op-ed will be rolling out this weekend. We have our voter's guide there as well, and that should hopefully be a very helpful tool as you fill out your ballot, which is going to be mailed today. You can buy your tickets for our Salon Series Voter's Guide, which will be Monday, October 19th, 5:30 to 8 at Water's Edge Winery. We'd love to have you join us. Rick and I are going to go through the Voter's Guide and our thought process. Western Conservative Summit is tomorrow. Sign up at westernconservativesummit.com. And this weekend we'll also be rolling out the information for the event on October 17th, Saturday, 2 to 4. It is the I'm a Trumpster Minority Bus Tour event, and you can buy your tickets there as well. Alan Thomas, the show is so jam-packed today. Tell me, I want to make sure that we hit any of the other things that you wanted to highlight in your op-ed. I have other questions for you, but I wanted to make sure that we hit those. So what else do you want people to be thinking about?
I think one of the main takeaways from this is not to give up self-responsibility and not to be a lazy person when advocating for your ideas and your beliefs. When you use the force of government to shape people's lives, you're essentially giving up your own self-advocacy and self-responsibility to change the culture through persuasion. And we need to become more responsible about taking ownership for our culture and for the direction our country is going in. And the way to do that is not to use the force of government to do that. We need to, kind of as Gandhi said, be the change we wish to see in the world. We need to utilize our mouths and our actions to change things and not use the force of government to do that.
Okay. Alan, you and I are both Christians. And Christianity, once you get human nature involved in anything, you can see the message can be used, I guess I want to say. We've heard over history that it is those Christians that want to legislate your morality and tell you how to live. And that has happened, and it has happened throughout history. But I find that is not the case in 2020 America, that in fact, the people that want to legislate your life and tell you how to live has become the far left. And I find that rather astonishing. And it has become, I think, a religion. And then they are using government to push forward that religion, which I think is antithetical to the Constitution, which says that that basically government should not be used to institute a religion. What's your thoughts on that, Alan Thomas?
Again, it's something I'm pretty passionate about, and unfortunately, progressivism has started to influence our churches and a lot of Christians today. You see a lot of Christians that advocate for government programs, for welfare, and that wasn't what Jesus called them to do. He called for the church to care for the poor, needy, and hungry, and honestly, with all of the churches that are out there today, the government should be largely superfluous. All of those welfare programs, the fact that they exist is kind of a ding on the church and them not doing their responsibility of taking care of people in need. And we as Christians need to see that and kind of get a little righteously indignant with the lack of care we have in the country and the lack of responsibility that we've taken. Because it's not the Christian thing to do to tell the government to solve problems. It's the church's responsibility to do that. It's the church's responsibility to step in and care for those in need. So if you are a Christian advocating for the government to solve problems, I would encourage you to take a step back, read the Bible, and really look at what your role in forming Christ's church on earth is. And honestly, Christ never called for Caesar to quote the needy and the hungry. He called for the church to do that. So let's not be lazy Christians, and let's really advocate for the proper role of government, and that's to protect our right to be Christians, to apostolize, and to go out there and be God's hands.
Well, and Alan Thomas, I really feel that Jesus' message is really one of freedom. Jesus does not come in and bonk people over the head and say, if you don't believe in me, you know, then I'm going to X. He gives people the freedom to choose or not to choose, which I think is the ultimate in liberty. So you choose whether you reject or accept him, which I think is the ultimate in freedom. And speaking of government programs, I had seen something regarding John Hickenlooper. Early on in his political career, he talked about how we were going to address homelessness in Denver, and that we were going to get rid of that within a certain amount of years. Actually, what happens is once you get a government program going, if it was really successful, it would eventually go away. But look at what has happened in homelessness in Denver. It has not gone away. It has just blown up. And so we have politicians that say what people want to hear. Yes, we want to help people. But in essence, you get that government program going, and if the government gets involved, you're going to get more homelessness versus less. We have about 3 minutes. What's your final thoughts on all this, Alan?
That's really the progressive model, right? It's to highlight a problem, show how the government can come in and help, and give the government more power. And I know people will say that's kind of conspiracy theorists, but really, history is really on the side of the fact that, exactly like you said, how many government programs were there to solve a problem, and we just keep getting more legislation, more regulations, and the problem never really seems to get fixed. History has not been kind to this progressive model of running our country. It won't be kind in the future, but we need to step in, and we need to say enough is enough. We care about people more than anybody else. We believe that a private model is a much more effective and cost-efficient model. Look at how poverty in this country is so much better than being poor in any other country. Capitalism works. It pulls people out of poverty. It helps people. I mean, good grief, you know, giving birth in America compared to when I was in Zambia and the conditions that the women down there are giving birth in, I have to be incredibly thankful and generous that capitalism has created such an amazing environment that I feel such comfort and ease if anything were to go wrong, that my wife and my child would be okay. So we need to buy into these premises. We need to sell them better. We need to message them better, because freedom is the best way to live, and freedom allows us to take care of people way better than any other system of government, including the one that progressives are pitching today.
Well, Alan Thomas, new father, yesterday morning, you were expecting a baby. This morning, you are a father of a newly born baby. And what a blessing. It just gives me chills to think of. I'm just so excited for you and your wife. Congratulations.
It's pretty amazing. And again, just love my wife. And she truly is amazing and did all the hard work. And, you know, if men were responsible for giving birth, we probably wouldn't have any babies.
So. Alan Thomas, congratulations. Thank you so much. And again, your op-ed is going to be rolled out this weekend in the weekly newsletter, and then it'll be on the website. The title is You Can't and Shouldn't Legislate Morality. Alan Thomas, thank you so much. And hopefully you'll be on next month, but these first few months are always really unique for parents. So we'll talk about that and see if you want to do an op-ed or if we want to take a little hiatus on that. So thank you so much. You have a great day.
Thanks, Kim. You too.
And our quote for today at the end of the show is Marcus Aurelius. And he said, waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one. So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America.